Mon Mothma let the silence linger a moment longer, again sending her gaze around the table. Han found himself studying her, noting the deepening lines in her face, the streaks of gray in her dark hair, the thinness rather than slenderness of her neck. She'd aged a lot since he'd first met her, back when the Alliance was trying to find a way out from under the shadow of the Empire's second Death Star. Ever since then, Mon Mothma had been right in the middle of this horrendous task of setting up a viable government, and the strain had clearly told on her. But despite what the years were doing to her face, her eyes still held the same quiet fire they'd possessed then. The same fire, or so the stories went, that had been there since her historic break with the Emperor's New Order and her founding of the Rebel Alliance. She was tough and smart and fully in control, and everyone present knew it. Her eyes finished their sweep and came to rest on Han.
Captain Solo, we thank you for your report, and too for your efforts. And with the captain's report, this meeting is adjourned.
She tapped the hammer again and stood up. Han closed his report case and worked his way through the general confusion around to the other side of the table.
So?
He said quietly, coming up behind Leia as she collected her own things.
Are we out of here?
The sooner the better, she muttered back. I just have to give these things to Winter.
Han glanced around and lowered his voice a notch.
I take it things were going a little rough before they called me in?
No more than usual, she told him. Phalia and Akbar had one of their polite little dogfights. This one over the fiasco at Abroa Sky, that lost Elomin force. With some more of Phalia's veiled suggestions that the job of Commander-in-Chief is too much for Akbar to handle. And then, of course, Mon Mothma. A word with you, Leia.
Mon Mothma's voice came from over Han's shoulder. Han turned to face her, sensing Leia tense a little beside him as she did likewise.
Yes? I forgot to ask you earlier if you'd talked to Luke about going with you to Bim Asari,
Mon Mothma said.
Did he agree? Yes,
Leia nodded, throwing an apologetic look at Han.
I'm sorry, Han. I didn't get a chance to tell you. The Bim sent a message yesterday asking that Luke be there with me for the talks.
They did, huh?
A year ago, Han reflected, he would probably have been furious at having a painstakingly crafted schedule flipped at the last minute like this. Leia's diplomatic patience must be starting to rub off on him. Either that, or he was just getting soft.
They give any reasons?
The Bims are rather hero-oriented,
Mon Mothma said, before Leia could answer, her eyes searching Han's face, probably trying to figure out just how mad he was about the change in plans.
And Luke's part in the Battle of Endor is rather well known.
Yeah, I'd heard that,
Han said, trying not to be too sarcastic. He had no particular quarrel with Luke's position in the New Republic's pantheon of heroes. The kid had certainly earned it. But if having a Jedi around to brag about was so important to Mon Mothma, then she ought to be letting Leia get on with her own studies, instead of foisting all this extra diplomatic work on her. As it was, he would bet on an ambitious snail to make full Jedi before she did. Leia found his hand, squeezed it. He squeezed back, to show that he wasn't mad, though she probably already knew that.
We'd better get going,
she told Mon Mothma, using her grip on Han's hand to start steering him away from the table.
We still have to collect our droids before we leave. Have a good trip,
Mon Mothma said gravely.
And good luck.
The droids are already on the Falcon,
Han told Leia as they wove their way around the various conversations that had sprung up between the counselors and the staff members.
Chewie got them aboard while I came here.
I know,
Leia murmured.
Right,
Han said and left it at that. She squeezed his hand again.
It'll be all right, Han. You, me, and Luke together again. It'll be just like old times.
Sure,
Han said. Sitting around with a group of half-furred, half-size aliens, listening to 3PO's precise voice all day as he translated back and forth, trying to penetrate yet another alien psychology to figure out what exactly it would take to get them to join the New Republic.
Sure, he repeated with a sigh. Just exactly like old times.